The work that you're showing at the Blacktown Art Center is called Distant Memories. Can you tell me about this place?
When I was told about the theme, I sort of questioned about my connection to my heritage, and living in Sydney and having that sort of connection, I sort of questioned that a bit. And for me, I took it as a personal approach. I found that my only way to get that sort of sense of who I am is through my parents. And my work came to me when my parents told me they were going back to the Philippines as a holiday. They do that every year to sort of see family. And then I thought, what if I give them a camera? Like my practice, I use Super 8 camera as one of my mediums. So I gave my parents a Super 8 camera. And I said, when you go back there, can you film things that you remember about living in the Philippines and things that you enjoyed and just anything? Because for me, my connection is through my parents, and I find that they're more the bridge to who I am. And so I got them to use this old clunky 8mm camera. And for me, that material, there's something about the material being quite a timeless texture. And I didn't know what they were going to film. And it's, for me, that was what I love, is just not knowing what I get.
Distant Memories became a 3-channel video. We're looking at the screens, and I can see, different things that your parents filmed. Can you just tell me what they actually, what kind of things they captured?
A lot of it, looking at the footage, is, I think some of the things that they did, everyday behaviors that they did when they were there, like, a lot of it was more interacting with the people on the streets. A lot of street vendors, a lot of footage of my grandma and the house, a lot of the interior of the house as well. So some rituals as well that they did in the house, sort of relating to what they do. And a lot of the things that they've taken are just more the locals, taking photos of locals and their interaction. Yeah. And also, like, the landscape. So you've got the roosters and just really every day. I think I'm looking at it now, and I think it's very much like a home video, which is kind of beautiful, I think. Like, looking at, well, the Super 8 was the very first camera to be a home video camera. So it's, I'm going back into restructuring what their memory is, in a sense, like trying to rewrite their memories again.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the title and the video footage itself does seem to convey something very nostalgic. Is that the way that you see it as well?
Yes, definitely. I think there's a sort of sense of nostalgia, of course, definitely, because I get that from my parents a lot when I talk to them, and so I'm just channeling what my parents are feeling, actually.
What was it like for them to do this?
My dad was sort of, he was like, why did you give me an old heavy camera around? I feel very embarrassed. but no, he's looking at the footage and he's like, he was pretty happy with it. He loves what he helped me out with. And he actually asked me, oh, is it going to be on again? Because I want to make another piece. Because he's a painter. My father's a painter. And he's like, oh, can I paint for the show next year? I'm like, oh, Dad, I'm not sure. But I just thought that was cute. My parents, I don't know. Just for me, I did it for them. This show is for them. Yeah. And having that ceremony at the opening as well, my mum was like, I haven't seen this for a long time. So I guess it's very much that nostalgia feeling and that trying to trace it again, trying to trace it back to who they are in their memories. Because I don't want to lose that. Because I'm not in the Philippines. And I'm looking at these beautiful singers and with their clothing, and they're all the same age, and they're all my parents' age. And I just think, is that going to be erased? Because who's going to continue that, you know?
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.